Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Texas, there are currently no consumer protections for people ripped off by roofing scams, but Keller State Representative Giovanni Caprileone is working to change that. Filed a bill in Austin this year that would create a registry for roofers, and that way homeowners could find reputable roofers and avoid becoming victims of scammers. Joining us right now with more about his legislation, Representative Giovanni Caprileone. Representative, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to speak with us. Tell us about your bill. This calls for a registry. Does that mean roofers would have to be licensed in Texas?
Well, thanks for having me on. Really what it is something way simpler and way easier than a license. All we're really asking is to basically give us your name and your address. So if something goes wrong, we can find out where you are. That's essentially all we're asking for. And today in Texas, we don't even have that.
The roofers would have to register then to do business in Texas?
That's right. If you want to go and put a roof on someone's house, you know, one of the issues that's constantly been having is that these out-of-state scammers and other folks will come in, will not really have a place of business or anything, promise to fix your roof, take your deposit, and then leave. And so what we're doing is putting a little barrier of entry to that, basically be able to say that you have to at least provide the state your name, your address, you know, your contact, then and only then will you be able to put a roof on someone's home.
You've tried this before. There's still a lot of opposition to this. Why is that?
When people are trying to scam other people, I guess they have a lot of money and they've been fighting it. I've tried licensing, and the reality is that that's tough to be able to get done. There's a lot of folks in the legislature who don't think that you should have to have a license in order to put a roof on. So I've tried that, haven't been successful. So what we're doing is we're getting into something just a little bit simpler. And again, if you're the average everyday person and someone's coming to your house and going to put a roof on it, it's a safety issue, it's a workmanship issue, it's a professionalism issue. Let's just go and at least get a registration in place.
So I know it must be frustrating for you. It's certainly frustrating for anyone who's a victim of these scammers, but every time we've got a storm, we just hear one horror story after another.
Yeah. You know, it's incredible. Like, you're right. I mean, if there's a hailstorm or something like that, and almost immediately you'll be inundated with mailers and flyers and robocalls and all of these people. And how does the average person know if that person is a legitimate roofer who will go and do a good job, or if they're just really there just to scam you and to take their money? And of course, some people will say, hey, I need the roof quickly, so whoever can get it done the fastest and the cheapest. But sometimes that's the person who's willing to just abscond with your money.
Where does the bill stand right now?
Well, actually, I'm really optimistic right now. I've tried this. This is my third session doing it, and this is the first time we've got it out of committee. So it's it's out of the original committee, and so we're just waiting for a date for a vote. I'm really hoping that we get a vote out of the House in the next week or two, and if so, that'll be the furthest it's ever gone.
It's Representative Giovanni Capriglione from Keller. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.